Like to call the meeting. I'd like to call the meeting to order. It's 1 o'clock PM. Jerry, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Okay, let's stand up. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic
for which it stands.
One nation and under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. All right, Johnny, you're on. Let's see if you can do all those names.
Okay.
And we have to confirm that we have a quorum as well as part of this, Desiree? Okay.
Correct.
So just start saying the names, correct? Nicolette Arujo. Laval Brewer, Linda Cardosa, Jerry Chain.
Present.
Here.
Andrea Collin, Cherry Geyer, Margaret Wang. Oh, Laval Brewer just came on.
Mm-hmm.
Laval, you want to say that you're here?
Present.
Thank you. Carolyn Eamon.
Here.
Elizabeth Jimenez. Susan Langley, Jewel Law, Carrie Keene, Patty Mouton.
Present.
Carrie, I see you, but you didn't reply.
Present.
Thank you. Ann Moudry.
Present.
Me, Janelle Odisho.
Present.
Did I do it all right, Janelle?
Rachel
Owens.
Here.
Tara Siegel.
Present.
Barbara's not here. Amina's not here. And Dave Sullivan. That's the whole list.
So does that give us a quorum?
Yes, it does.
Great. I'm assuming I need to read the statement for public matters. Okay. At this time, members of the public may address the council regarding any items within the subject jurisdiction, provided that no action is taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law. Comments shall be limited to 3 minutes unless the chair pre-identifies a different time at the start of a meeting for all public speakers. Do we have any public comments or any members of the public?
We did not receive any requests in advance, and there are no members of the public present this afternoon.
So today, I am pleased to ask Ross, and Ross, I'm going to mispronounce your last name.
It's okay, Rachel. Ross Lallian.
Lallian, okay. I wasn't sure if I had a Y or a Lallian. He's Chief of Research for the California Department of Aging. And I went to look up somewhat about Ross. So you're relatively new to this position, but not right. New to the kind of research and outreach that you have been doing. And I've asked for some specific things for you to cover today, and mm-hmm. I'll turn it over to you and let you do so, and we'll come back and ask questions at the end.
Sounds great. Rachel, should I control the screen with slides, or do you want to control it? Okay.
I can't, but I believe Desiree can give you access.
Yeah, I think I have access actually. So I'm going to share my my screen.
Right.
And it should be some PowerPoint slides. Let me know if you could see it.
Yes.
Okay, great. So hi, everyone. Thank you, Rachel. I'm Ross Lallian, and I'm the new Chief of Research with the California Department of Aging. I want to thank the Council and the Wellbeing Reimagined Subcommittee for the interest in our data dashboard for aging. And thank you for the opportunity to present on this important tool. And I'm joined today by Terry Shaw. And Terry's led efforts for CDA over the last several years on the data dashboard. I've only been in my role for about 2 months, so I'm grateful to have Terry here, who's done great work in terms of standing up the DDA. Oh, and you'll hear me refer to the data dashboard of aging as the DDA a few times today, just an FYI. But Terry's also ensured that the data dashboard's evolved to this really important, useful tool. So I'm going to present a few background slides on the DDA. I'll present a live demo of it, and then Terry and I will be here to answer any questions you may have. I think our intention today is to provide a high level overview of the data dashboard, kind of the purpose of it, how to actually navigate it. It'll make sure that you have these slides as well. So if you're exploring the DD on your own, it can be used as a reference. So with that, I think we could dive into the slides. And you know what, let's keep this informal. If you have any questions or comments, just please hop right in. I don't mind that at all. So you guys can see the slides, right?
Yep.
Okay. So you should see slide two, the purpose slide. No, I'm having, I had a technical glitch there. Give me one sec. Okay, sorry about that. So I want to start off with the high-level purpose of the data dashboard for aging. So the DDA provides data at the state and local level about our older adult population. So we bring in many different data sources into a centralized tool. And that's really powerful because you can go on one website and learn about many different important topics and issues around aging. As you all know, they're multifaceted. They touch many different sectors. So to have this centralized location for information is extremely valuable. The DDA also serves as an important tool for us to be informed about implementation efforts and measure progress towards the goals of the Master Plan for Aging, or the MPA. And much of the data in the DDA is around the goals and strategies of the MPA. And we've developed and continue to develop several indicators for each strategy. And essentially these indicators help us to understand the extent of the problems we're combating. And it can also help us track progress of the MPA. And when I share screenshots and present the live demo, you'll see several examples of these indicators. The data dashboard also displays statewide trends and measures changes over time of key indicators. So it's a powerful way to view and analyze data when we discuss impacts of the strategies of the MPA, be able to show this with data over time. That's a critical piece to our story, and the DDA helps us tell that story. So this next slide here lists the key components of the data dashboard. The landing page is where you kind of start off at, and the DDA is housed within the broader Let's Get Healthy California framework. If you are on the MPA homepage, you'll also be able to navigate directly to the DDA and vice versa. The DDA is built so you can easily access each MPA goal and then each strategy and the data visualizations within those areas. So you'll see the goals on the landing page, and it's intuitive to find data related to the respective goal or strategy that you're interested in. The indicator progress dashboard is a separate button you'll see on the landing page. This dashboard was created to easily view trends over time and indicators. Depending on what the viewer is interested in, the landing page makes it really easy to get to where you need to be at. And then finally, we have our demographic dashboard, and that's a profile of the older adult population in California at the state and at the county level. And this is towards the bottom of the landing page, and it's a very helpful tool if you like to access data quickly for Orange County, for example, around race, ethnicity, age, federal poverty level, et cetera. You can utilize the demographic dashboard. So this slide here shows a relationship between the Master Plan for Aging, the Master Plan for Aging's 5 bullet goals, and the DDA. So on the bottom right of the slide is a screenshot of the data dashboard, and the top left is a screenshot of our Master Plan for Aging homepage. As you can see, the indicators, the corresponding data visualizations, they're tied directly back to those 5 bullet goals. So if you're interested in a particular goal or a particular strategy, you should be able to easily navigate to that respective area. The slide also has a link directly to the data dashboard, so you can bookmark that link if that's helpful for you. Oops. So this is a display of the types of data housed on the DDA related to the 5 goals of the MPA. So this is an important point. This is kind of this evolving list, right? So we're actively discovering new data sources and building relationships to acquire data. And since we've made this list, actually, we've acquired data. So, and I apologize for this list being out of date. I'll work on updating this list and send out to Pauline. And Pauline, if you could please share this updated list out, I'd appreciate it. Goal 2, which is Health Reimagined, kind of sticks out on the slide, right? Because there's quite a bit more data in Goal 2 than the other buckets. That's just because those data were more easily accessible for us. Being with the Department of Aging under the Health and Human Services umbrella, we're able to acquire those data quicker. But we're not necessarily prioritizing Goal 2 above the other really important goals. But this is a good snapshot of the types of data housed within the data dashboard for aging. It also kind of shows how expansive the data are in terms of covering different important subject matter. So I have a few screenshots I want to share before I pull up the actual data dashboard for aging. This is a screenshot example of the layout of our DDA visuals. This is related to Goal 2, which is Strategy A, which is bridging healthcare with home. The layout of these visuals are pretty consistent. We have tabs on the top of each strategy, which include different data which support the respective strategy. And this might be tough to see. I'll try to make it a little bit bigger for you all. So you have these tabs here on the top, below the tabs, are a gray box, and that the gray box includes this high-level information about the data visual. And then we have our indicator title here. And so on this one, it's the percentage of adults age 18 and older with a self-identified difficulty that have a need for help in both personal care and routine needs. The indicator actually changes as you change different data filters. So there's many different ways to filter and slice and dice these data. As you can see, we have characteristics here. Right now it's on total population. You can drill down to a specific subgroup if you like. There's geography type. Right now it's at California counties. We can go to California regions. There's geography that lets you drill down to an individual county. Age group, there's the measure is going to vary depending on the respective visual. So this one's around helping routine and our personal care needs. And then we have the filter for year as well. An important point is that the filters and the other features of the visual are going to vary depending on the source of the actual data and what's available. On the visual, you'll see here on the bottom, scroll down a bit, you see the map and this bar chart. So we try to be consistent on what the data display, but of course, that's going to vary again by the source data that we're utilizing. Just kind of want to reemphasize that for the data dashboard for aging, almost all of our visuals, you could drill down to the county level. So you can see the snapshot of the entire state, but if you want to go to Orange County, you have that flexibility.
Did you see Carrie's question?
I didn't. I'm sorry, Carrie. Let me see.
It's in the chat. Where does the data come from? Is this right. Self-reported or via healthcare providers?
That's a great question. It's going to vary quite a bit, Carrie. So we work with a bunch of different organizations to acquire data. So it's just going to vary a lot. And like, so I'm going to show you this button we have, which is a document that provides a lot of background information on the respective data set. So it depends what data we're actually looking at. But it could come from a State Department, the California Health Interview Survey, the census, a bunch of different data. A lot of it is self-reported. But we could talk more about it then afterward. I'm happy to speak more to it. Thanks, Rachel. So this is a screenshot of our demographic dashboard. And so you can view these data statewide, but I filtered it for Orange County on this example here. You can see that the dashboard contains an array of really important demographic data. And we're going to be updating these data as we receive updated data. It's a very intuitive tool, and you have access to really good data at your fingertips. And I'll get more into this when I show the live demo. And then the last kind of content slide I have is about our indicator progress dashboard. And so this is the tool that shows the trends over time and change over time. And so each MPA goal is listed, and each goal under each goal is a respective strategy and the accompanying indicators. You can see in this initial view, you'll be able to see the baseline change tied to each indicator where we currently have data. And as you click on one of these indicators, there's going to be additional information about the indicator and the respective strategy. So I think this is a good time to actually pop up the live demo, because that's the last slide I had. So I'm going to stop sharing. I'm going to pull up the master plan and then reshare my screen. Can you all see my screen? It should be the data dashboard for aging. Yeah. Okay. So this is a landing page for the data dashboard for aging. It kind of serves as the home page. Something I want to point out, this might be a little, can you all see it? Should I blow it up a little bit, Rachel?
I can certainly see it.
Okay, good. Just making sure. So I want to point out, there's this button for goals up here on the top. That's not the goals for the master plan for aging. That's for Let's Get Healthy California. So really important goals, interesting data. This one to point out, that's not the master plan for aging data. But if you start off on the top page here, there's some high level information about the MPA. And there's some helpful links here on the right-hand side. For example, you can click this link, it'll take you to the demographic dashboard. This one takes you to the master plan for aging or the local playbook, how to stay engaged, how to contact us. So I'm just going to click that link, and this is really convenient. It'll take you to a local playbook, for example. If you scroll a little bit further down, you'll see the five bold goals in the indicator progress dashboard that I was just discussing here. And then right below that, we have these really useful videos. There's an introduction to the data dashboard for aging video. When I first started at CDA a couple months ago, I viewed this video and it's really helpful. And it's nice because if you click on this button here, see more dashboard how-to videos, we have several other videos on the introduction, of course, but how to use the data dashboard, learning about the California's older adult population, how to use it to monitor master plan progress, how to use it to address the five bold goals. So just another resource for you all. Going back to the landing page, if you scroll all the way down, we have our demographic dashboard down here. But before I get into the details of the demographic dashboard, I just want to show you an example of data for the five bold goals. So I'm going to click on goal four, that's caregiving that works. And the layout of these goals are all pretty similar. You'll find high-level information about the goal up on the top here, this text, and then the respective strategies related to that respective goal. For goal four, we have three different strategies: family, friends, caregiving, good caregiving, jobs creation, and virtual care expansion. So if you know what strategy that you want to learn about, you can just directly click on one of these links. Or if you're kind of interested in checking out all the data that we have for this respective goal, you can just go ahead and scroll down and see. You see for strategy A, we have data on family and friends, caregivers, unpaid caregiving, consequences of caregiving. For strategy B, good caregiving, jobs creation, we have caregiving data, caregiver data. And then for strategy C, virtual care expansion, we have this button with this dotted line. And so that indicates that it's under construction, which means you can't click on it currently because we're trying to acquire data. So soon you will be able to click on it, just not right now. But I'm going to go back and just click on one of these buttons, and I'm going to do unpaid caregiving for this example here. And let's kind of walk you through the different features of these visuals. So again, on the top, we have these different tabs. So you start at the strategy home, and this will show you the different data sets that we have. And you can click family, friends, caregivers, consequences of caregiving. Maybe I'm going to stick to the unpaid caregiving. And then we have this gray box table, which has that high level information, provides some context, the indicator title. This is the percent of family and friend caregivers that are age 18 plus that are unpaid. And then there's a filters, and this is where there's a lot of power to these data is with these filters. So characteristic, currently, there's total population and sex, and you'll see that listed on these bars. But we could add things to this, right? So I'm gonna add race, ethnicity, federal poverty level data, urban role status, let's just choose those. The data is gonna refresh at times, it might take a while, just depending, right? This is a kind of live data refresh. And then we have other variables to consider for characteristics. We have race ethnicity data. We have the federal poverty level data. And then we have the urban or rural status data. If you click on one of these bars, there's more information that pops up on this tooltip. Something important I want to point out is there's some asterisks on some of these data, and that's because of small cell count. So we're very careful and respect privacy. We follow strict guidance on data privacy. So if the data falls below a certain threshold, we have to mask those data. Just be extra careful with individual privacy. And as we get more granular with the actual geography, if we go from state to county, for example, there'll be more asterisks, just an FYI there. And so under geography type, of right now we're looking at counties, the counties for which we have data for this indicator. We could also click on regions, higher level geography, and it'll change there back to counties. And then you could also click on individual counties. So right now we're looking at the statewide, but I could go to Orange County. And then you see these data update on the left-hand side, that bar chart updates the bar chart data. And we get data this directly in Orange County. And if you hover over it, there's even more information. I'm gonna go back to statewide. You could choose different age bands. So this is 18 plus, you can choose 60 plus or 18 to 59. The measure is gonna vary depending on the respective indicator. For this one, it's the unpaid or the paid workforce, caregiving workforce. And then we have the year filter. You could choose individual years or the aggregation of 2019 and 20 in this example. These data are gonna vary again by the actual source data and the years that we have data for and the different characteristics. This is just an example of a type of visualization. But Carrie, something else I wanna show the group and you asked about is a great question. About the data, this is an important button here. So if I'm going to click on this button, it's going to provide more context about the source data. And so there's a table of context. It's a clickable table. So that makes it really useful. But let's just go to goal four in strategy A. That's the one we were looking at for the unpaid caregiving workforce. And so you can see there's more information, description about the measure, what the indicator measure is, data limitations, definitions, data source methodologies. So there's a lot of good background information there. If you're interested on what the source data, where it's coming from methodology, please use this reference. Really important tool for us. So I'm gonna go back to our homepage, and I know there's a lot of information. There's a couple of different things to show you. I wanna show you the indicator progress dashboard and the demographic dashboard. So the indicator progress dashboard, this is how it looks when you click, and it's you'll see all the goals and the strategies, indicators. And so I'm gonna scroll all the way down. I don't wanna make you all dizzy, but I'm gonna go to goal five on the our CalFresh indicators. And that's a good example. So the CalFresh participation, the indicators percent of adults age 6 years older who have enrolled in the CalFresh program. And you can expand it, use this little plus button and it'll provide more information. We have this data over several years. So you see a trending visual. And then right here on the right-hand side, you'll see the time period. the current value of the respective year and then baseline change. And there's even more information below it. So you go about the indicator. If you want to learn more about this respective indicator, this text pops up. About the data will take you back to that document that showed you resources. If you want to learn more about CalFresh, there's some links here. So you could access that information that way, or you can just go ahead and click directly on this indicator, take you to a new tab.
It truly is a data overload.
It's a lot.
A darn sure. So, you know, knowing what our committee does for the Board of Supervisors in Orange County, what use is this database dashboard to us, and where should we concentrate or look? I mean, I know that there were 97 initiatives that were created.
There's a lot.
I don't know how to connect that, because we're looking at what goals we should set specifically for this committee for 23-24. And there's all this information, but any hints, any thoughts?
It just depends, Rachel. And like you said, there's a lot of information on this data dashboard for aging. It depends on your priorities. And to be honest, I'm not quite familiar with what your priorities are. But once we know that, we can help you kind of navigate to what goal and strategy. There are a bunch of different initiatives. So I think that's where we can start off at. What are the priorities for Orange County's Board of Supervisors? There is a lot of information. There's if you just want demographic information for presentation, we have our demographic dashboard here on the bottom too. And I won't, there's this demographic data on race, ethnicity, household data, urban, rural. But it just depends, Rachel, to be honest, on what your priorities are. There is a lot of information.
And I know that included, I think on the homepage, there was sort of actions that we could take.
So that's on our local playbook. I know what you're talking about.
Playbook. Thank you. Yeah. Take action in your community.
Absolutely. So there's some helpful links here on the right-hand side. So if you can go directly to the master plan for aging, if you wanted to just brush up on that, that's here. What Rachel, you're talking about is the take action in your community. And that's our local playbook. And I highly recommend going through this. It's a playbook and a kind of a guide if you want to make your own local plans. There's a lot of good information on here. And I won't go through that right now, but yes, that's all on there. And I can send these links out, but from the data dashboard homepage is right there.
And within each of these initiatives and with this data, what is the next step that's going on with the Department of Aging at this point? I'm under the impression there's some new budget to be allocated out of this next year's budget cycle. So is this being used to determine what and where things are going to be funded and how they're going to be funded?
So this is a helpful tool. I don't know if it's being used exactly for that, but this is a good tool for us to measure progress of the master plan for aging. That's kind of the primary purpose, right? Is we have all these initiatives and strategies. How are we doing on those strategies, initiatives? What's the outcomes? So my team's working on trying to measure outcomes of the master plan. So we're using it for that, if that makes sense. We want to develop some key outcome indicators, and these data really help us with that. In terms of the actual budget, I'm not sure if this is going to inform that. It might. That's kind of out of my purview, to be honest.
Questions?
Yeah, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Is this useful, committee? Is looking at all this information?
I would like to ask, the data is gathered from a variety of sources, academics, census, and self-reported, so forth. Then the idea that it's part of this master plan on aging at the statewide level, this very complex and full database can be utilized by agencies and groups to try to help in their plans, I guess. Is that what the main purpose is? Because I don't see the public going in, and unless they were really interested in trying to figure out numbers and they were interested in data, it's more of a higher level use. Is that correct?
That's probably correct. I see local folks going in here. Yeah, you could access local data for Orange County, for example. This helps you inform any programs or any plans. So I think that's a really good use for our local stakeholders. For us at CDA, it's a good use for monitoring the master plan for aging. But I think mm-hmm. the average lay person, the public, they might not find it useful. But I think there's a lot of use for it at the local level for you folks in Orange County, right. For us at CDA, obviously. Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Ross, Dave Sullivan, can you hear me?
Hi, Dave. Yep, I can hear you.
Great presentation.
Thank you.
The fact is that most of us have been on SCAC for a number of years. I think know quite a bit more about this issue than the Board of Supervisors. So our job, in my view, is to prioritize the areas from your great presentation that we see we're lacking in, and many of it, we want more than a nod of approval, but we're trying to get them to spend money in certain areas. So the idea is to work together, find the things that we agree as a group is the most important, and then package it, the request, in such a manner that it'll get their attention and hopefully their vote.
Thanks for that context, Dave. Yeah, I think data helps drive that, right? If you show data.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's a good use of this tool.
Joni, do you have a question?
Data is only as good as its ability to transform into action. Mm-hmm. And I think everyone would agree on that. So my question becomes to you, who's highly invested in gathering this data, how do you have a mechanism to know how your data is serving the public?
That's a great question. We're trying to develop these key outcomes for the master plan for aging, and that's our focus right now.
More slowly, please.
I'm sorry. Sorry about that. So we're trying to develop key outcome indicators for a master plan for aging. And so that's our focus at CDA, is with the master plan for aging and how to track that. So once we develop these key outcomes, and it could be something related to housing and like increasing, I'm making this up, it's a hypothetical example, increasing the supply of affordable housing for our older adult population. So if that's one of our key outcomes and that's one of the things we want to strive to, collecting these data and tracking it over time can help us understand if we're increasing that supply, if the state is increasing the supply of affordable housing. So without data and kind of tracking it over time, it's hard to really say make concrete statements about the impact that we're having, if that makes sense. So that's one of the good things about the data dashboard for aging. That's one of the more powerful things I meant to say, is that tracking data over time is really, really powerful. And we have that with this tool, right? So we could show our stakeholders that, hey, the supply of affordable housing started off here in 2018. We see these incremental changes. And by 2030, because the master plan for aging is a 10-year plan, the supply is increased by this much.
Thank you.
Does that help?
A little bit.
Okay.
Well, and as the chair here, I thought that this was useful for you all to see just the sheer amount of data that is available. But again, somehow we have to take this information or pieces of this, as Dave has indicated, and mm-hmm. try to set some specific goals for what we'd like to accomplish this year. And then, so here's all this data, but I'm not sure what we can do with it, but it's quite a valuable tool in just the sheer amount of information. I think as our senior centers are moving forward, there are a lot of them that are going to go into 5-year strategic plans moving forward. What kind of programs are they having? Where are they funding? This is a time that this database could be shared with other folks so that people can see what is going on with it.
And Rachel, Patty? I have my contact, my email address on the slides. So if anyone wants to contact me, please feel free. Happy to answer any questions, hop on a call, whatever.
Thank you. And Patty, I know you're working with quite a lot of this information. Any insights here for giving us some direction moving forward?
Well, I don't know if I can give us direction, but it's really useful information. And there are several dashboards. There's an Orange County dashboard now, and some of that data will be used to support the new data collection for the Orange County version of the Master Plan for Aging, which Pauline can speak to. But I think if we wanted to do some comparison of data between our county and another county, if there were specific areas where we wanted to know homeless people over 65 or, you know, something to that effect, you know, where it's a little more narrowed focus, we know now we can go to this dashboard at the state level and we're likely to get very reliable information. So it's going to depend upon what project we're working on and how far along our own local master plan for aging and that data analytics is in their process. But I see this as just another vast tool. It's like having all the issues of Encyclopedia Britannica at your disposal. You may not use every single one, but when you need it, you've got the Z volume. So it's going to be helpful for us.
Pauline, you have your hand up.
Yeah, I just wanted to basically echo what Patty said. Claudia and I are in process, as you all know, we're working with Advanced OC, which is our consultant for our own. Can you not hear me?
Well, your connection is going in and out. I'm not sure. Try again.
Okay, I'll slow it down a little bit. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. I was just saying that Claudia and I have been working with Advance OC on collecting or establishing what the data parameters are going to be that we will use in our needs assessment for our own MPA. And this data that's part of the CDA data dashboard will be invaluable to us in that process.
Karen, you have your hand up.
Yeah, I was just, I went onto the website, the mpa.aging.ca.gov, and pulled up the local playbook that you had mentioned. And you know, the one category that on health and aging and health, aging and disability, maybe we can all take some time to review, you know, what's there and see if anything resonates with us as a group to, you know, for our purposes of trying to recommend action at the county level.
Would you put the link in the chat, please, Carrie?
Sure.
Thank you. Because I was trying to do it on my phone, but you're faster.
Let's see.
That's fair. So, Pauline, did I understand that we would soon have similar information to what Ross has presented, just drilled down to Orange County?
I'm not going to say soon because it is a process. I would say by the end of the year, we are expecting to have something from our consultants and our needs assessment to present to the board. We are going through such an extensive process right now. And in order for it to be a complete collection of data, it's going to take some time. So, but we have been told by the end of the year, we should have something.
Anybody else? Joni, Carrie, I still see you have hands up. Do you have other?
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry.
Thank you, Ross. That's great. So, Ross, just one more question that I would have is any insight on what some of the other counties are doing with this information yet? I know this is so new for you that maybe not.
Yeah, that's a really good question. Unfortunately, I don't have any insights what other counties are doing, but if I find anything out, I'll definitely pass that information on. We're trying to, you know, I hope more and more folks use this data dashboard for aging, but yeah, I appreciate you coming. I think the start of it's presenting to different counties. So I appreciate you all have given me this time, this platform to show you the data dashboard for aging. Again, my contact information is on the slide, so please don't hesitate to reach out to me.
Ross, I have one more question before you leave. Is that data available, the raw data available in Excel format for us?
No, it's not. The raw data is not available. Yeah. If there's a certain data set you like and it's a public data set, just please let me know, Pauline. So the Tableau dashboard, that's, you can download that.
I'm sorry, say that again?
The Tableau dashboard, because the visualizations are made on Tableau. that you can download that directly, but yeah, the actual raw data, no. But if you want, you know, if there's something public I can share with you, I'm happy to share that.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Frank, I saw your hand up. Did you have a question? But you'll have to come off of the...
I did, but the question was just about answered. And does this reflect the CDC's and the other data sets? Are you pulling that information so that you can create some more data sets with the CDA?
Yeah, we're actively finding new data sources, Frank. So yeah, we're like building relationships, finding new data sources and pulling it in. So we're kind of keep building upon the DDA. It's still pretty early. You know, we just launched it a couple of years ago, and it's just, there's a lot of different data in there, but we're all actively looking for new data sources, improving the data dashboard. So I don't know specifically about CDC data. I have to look, you know, I've only been here. I don't know if Terry's still on the line. So I think Terry dropped off. But yeah, I don't know if there's CDC data, but there's a lot of different data sources. We're always looking, actively looking for good data sources. And if y'all have any recommendations, please pass them my way.
If we wanted to partner and see if you could provide some charts, if we wanted you to drill down to Orange County, would you be able to do that, or do we have to do it ourselves for the data set?
Yeah, and if you send me like, well, what you're looking for, please just send it over to me. We have ISRI for the geospatial analysis. These visuals are based on Tableau, but yeah, we could probably work something out. Yeah, I'm happy to help as much as I can. This Fantastic. Depends on the nature of the request, how much the effort is, things of that nature.
Yeah, I normally had a data set for all the classes, workshops that I did within Orange County, since it's Orange County specific. And I used a partner to help me plot where our current classes were and where the classes were lacking. So, and that's relative to seniors and disabled individuals for our classes. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to see where I could start plotting my interventions were.
Okay. So, if you have the source data, did you have the source data for that?
I do when I put in my facilities where I'm delivering the class. Mm-hmm. I don't put in the actual participants, but it kind of gives me a raw idea of where we are, and most people don't want to travel within 2 to 5 miles for their mm-hmm. senior center, community centers. So we kind of had an idea that I was plotted in a little further, just in the case that they were able to travel to that senior and community center, just because they wanted to connect with the facility as well as the classes.
Okay. Yeah, so send me an email, Frank. We might have something already on the data dashboard that's similar, but if you send me an email with some background information, I can send you the link to that visual. And then we could talk it through if we need to create something else.
Carolyn?
I just picked up on something you said, Frank, along with Jerry and Rachel. I'm from Irvine and we're growing very fast, as you know. Where does the statistic people don't want to go more than 2 to 5 miles to a center come from?
You're talking about the...
You're muted.
No, we need Frank. Frank is responding.
Sorry about that. Sorry. usually, depending on some of the grocery stores and... those areas, they sometimes don't want to go that far. That's why we expanded it a little bit further than just the anecdotal information. So but we did put a parameter on each facility, and you know, depending on where we were conducting the classes, and we might reach certain individuals within a certain parameter.
I think there's a possibility of advocating for another center in our town, but you know, there's always lots of people that need the money. So we will probably, if we try to do that, need to have some pretty good information and statistics like that would be very helpful.
Someone was adding a comment.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I interrupted. I didn't raise my hand.
No, that's okay.
So you determined then, Frank, when you were talking about figuring out who's coming to the classes and where they live and how far they're traveling, is that how you determined this general statement that people generally don't want to travel more than 2 to 5 miles? Seniors.
It was a general statement saying that, knowing that people are not able to go more than 5 to 10 miles just to go to a grocery store, we expanded the circumference of just the facility. So we had an idea of how many people were going to those facilities, but it was anecdotal.
Yeah.
And we just kind of gave us an idea.
Giving
us an idea of what classes or facilities that were not being reached and the number of seniors within that area.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, okay, we're definitely not getting them into those areas. And it could be because the facilities we noticed may not have the capacity to deliver to have that class be offered at that facility with so many days in concurrent 6 weeks or 8 weeks in duration. Mm-hmm. So, it's all relative to the
point. Let you connect with Ross and see if there's some useful data for you. Does anyone else have a question or a comment? Carolyn, your hand's up again.
Oh, sorry.
Because otherwise I would say, kudos, Ross. This is, is a mind-boggling amount of information. It's almost enough to make you, okay, I can't do anything. It's way too much.
It's a bit overwhelming. Yeah, I agree. Okay. Thank you all so much. I appreciate it. Please reach out with anything. Frank, look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you.
Right, thank you.
Ross. Appreciate it.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye, Ross.
Thank you.
Where are we? Okay, so we're on to number 7, which is chair items. And under new business, Joni has now volunteered to do the roll call for us, at least for the next couple of months. And Anne is going to handle the Pledge of Allegiance next month. Okay. So I'll reach out to somebody else at that point to fill in some more of these dates so that it can be included in the agendas. So thank you very much for all of that. I wanted to give you all an update. Last month we talked about expanding the outreach for the Answers magazine. Joni, this was, I think, near and dear to your heart. So we had is it coming from the Office on Aging? I've forgotten. There are too many acronyms here. Okay. So we had 500 copies delivered to Friday's meeting, and there were no copies left at the end of the day. So people who attended the meeting on Friday, many were taken. I believe it's Ken from Tustin. He took about 200 of those copies. I know that Elaine was taking them. She took 50 copies. Jerry Chang, we at Irvine distributed 150 directly into the hands of attendees at the Chinese Evergreens New Year's celebration. And I was really pleased by the overall, oh my gosh, this is a great thing to have. And people didn't just take it because I was handing it out, but because they took it. Irvine Southeast Asian Association also took 100 copies with their intent to distribute them. And AgeWell has now 500 copies, and they are going to deliver them to their Meals on Wheels participants, again, individually. So more than just having them in the hands, in the office in a cubbyhole someplace in the senior centers, but a goal here to really get them directly into the hands of people who come to programs, to classes, anything that we're holding. I think we need to have copies. So if I get heads nodding, I'll have another 500 delivered to next month's SCAC general meeting and see if we can't, like I said, continue to have them distributed into places that are not quite as traditional as just at the senior center information desk, but maybe out to the clubs or classes that actually come. Sure, Jenny.
Libraries.
Yeah. But we have to make that connection. We can't just deliver them. So
I'm not a very bureaucratic person, so I've already done it at my library.
There you go. And they were glad to
I don't know it. How you guys know all these things. You know, I'm an autonomous midwife, so I don't know about organizations. That's your guys', you know, very strong suit.
Some of us. Anne, hand up.
You said Elaine took some. Is that Elaine Genoway?
That's Elaine Genoway. Okay. She was going to hand them out to her women's organization. So it wasn't going to the senior center, but to a group of women, you know, women's club that she works with.
Yeah, I'm with that group. Yeah.
So did she do it?
Not at this last one, but she's taking the future. Yeah.
Carrie?
Oh, yes. The Office on Aging, Council on Aging, they delivered 300 to me.
Okay.
And 200 are going out in those packets that we're mailing with all of our Parkinson's resource information to around the county, healthcare providers, mostly neurologist office and also physical therapy offices. And that way, I mean, there are people that are coming and going, but at least the booklet will be there, and 100 to our program participants handing them out. So it was great.
Yeah, I think if we work a little bit at this throughout the year, Dave, we go back to what can we say to the county, the Board of Supervisors, is that we were directly responsible for, X number of copies being delivered into the hands of participants and folks who will find this information useful over time. So think outside the box a little bit. I'll have another 500 delivered to Easter Seals next month. Okay. And we'll just keep working away at this and try to create a master list so that we've got some idea of how many are going out.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing I would ask, so we're still working on towards, you know, what are our goals going to be? I think this answers program is a very useful goal for this committee to have. But we probably need one or two more to go into this. I know, Laval, you talked a little bit about communications and outreach on technology. So I'd like to pick that conversation up if we possibly could. And I'm hoping at next month's SCAC meeting, we get a little more in the weeds as to what the goal for Orange County SCAC is going to be so that we enhance those goals as part of our overall outreach. Does anyone have any announcements?
Well, I have a comment. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Is that Dave? I can't see you, but I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah. By the way, I came in about 5 minutes late, so make sure they get me on the attendance roll. What I want to say is that I've been on SCAC for, I don't know, almost 20 years and, you know, was chair, et cetera. And what was very valuable through the years to me when I was younger was older people. And now I'm one of them. I'm going to be 86 pretty soon. And you really have different problems. I'm still good mentally, but about 2 years ago, I developed bleeding retinas, and it's just getting worse. So I really can't drive. You know, I've got to find transportation. So I'm going to try to get somebody from Huntington Beach to join, probably a council member or something, to join SCAC. So they will be educated, and I can get a ride to it. But it's just the learning the things. And one thing that really interested me that came up, I don't know if it was a SCAC meeting or with this group, but that situation, that group that was matching students that needed a place to live with seniors. And of course, that wouldn't work for somebody who was, you know, with advanced Alzheimer's, but it would work great for somebody who was, you know, had some physical problems and also some questions about the internet as well. And I really liked the way they had a trial, situations where they could find out if the people got along okay. And the student was, required so many hours a week so they could, you know, do the things that the person probably, you know, probably be a senior who's alone, that the senior couldn't do. And it, you know, they could also learn a lot. I don't know if younger people listen to older people as much anymore, but there's a heck of a lot of experience to impart. I know I always appreciated talking with, older people, learning what it was like back then and so on. And I'm a little prejudiced, but I think a lot of younger people could learn from what it was back then compared to some of the stuff that's going on now. Well, that's the end of my comments.
So, Dave, do you need that contact information? I can see Joni's busy working through a file here.
No, I'm good. I've got my
you know
wife
how to reach
very
them.
Helpful.
Right.
She's in better shape than I am.
Just to just to clear that up, that's his OC is the organization that is supporting that work. I don't think it's as comprehensive as you're speaking of, Dave. There's definitely some benefits to both the homeowner who's an older adult as well as the college student. But as it relates to the connection of work within the home, it is not a caretaker. It is really more of a roommate that has some responsibilities that are outlined within the space.
Yeah, and it was mentioned that, you know, it was basically a volunteer organization putting it together, but it just has potential, it seems to me, for both parties in such a relationship.
So, Ken, Ann, I see your hand up.
Yes, Dave, has your eye doctor said they could do laser with the bleeding in the back of your eye?
Yeah, they've pretty much done everything, and it's they really, unfortunately, don't know that much when it gets advanced like that. So I've got one eye that's pretty good, but the other one is pretty useless, unfortunately.
And Carrie, one more comment. Did you still have your hand up?
Just a quick question. Please. I think last month we talked about someone requested that we have a roster available of all of our members so that we can communicate and follow up outside the meeting if needed for, you know, purposes of our own positions. And I was wondering, did that get sent out and I just missed it?
Pauline?
It has not been sent out, I don't believe. Desiree?
I'm sorry, which one?
The roster.
A committee roster.
For well-being.
Sent out to who? To the whole group?
Yes.
The well-being reimagined committee.
No, that normally doesn't go out, but I can send it out.
Thank you.
That would be great. Yeah.
Well, if there is no additional comments, any more business, we can certainly adjourn for this meeting. But before I let you go,
I think I normally do my report.
Oh, I'm sorry, Frank. Yes,
it's okay. It's kind of a loose report because I know that because the change of the group name. So just to give you a heads up, we're currently delivering two Matter of Balance workshops, one in Leisure World Seal Beach and one in the Meadows in Irvine. I'm working with the folks at Irvine, Santa Ana, and one other location, hopefully in Anaheim, to see what type of workshops they're going to be able to accommodate, whether it's chronic disease, diabetes, and or matter of balance. I know that we have two chronic disease and diabetes classes scheduled for early March and mid-March. We're just hoping to get enough participants signed up for the class so that we can have the class move forward.
Thank you. Again, Dave, you have your hand up again?
No, sorry.
No, okay, that's okay. Carolyn?
Yes, I just wanted to compliment you, Rachel, on really spearheading this whole thing with the Answers magazine. One of my thoughts, I started to say complaints, it's not really a huge complaint or anything, but one of my thoughts is so often we engage in all of these groups with information, and information is really good and it needs, but we don't ever get to any action step. And this is a tremendous ongoing action step. And I want to compliment you on your leadership in getting this started.
Thank you. That's much appreciated. All right, again, no additional comments, problems. Joni's
always gonna get the last word in. Rachel, I sent you the most recent list of the liaisons. And the reason you probably don't have it is you became a member on SAC
after I
did. So okay. I got it and you didn't.
So I guess I do have that question. So the liaisons fall under this committee as well?
No, but well, we each have the personal responsibility to make our rapport with our particular centers. And I would like to hitchhike off of the experience of those of you who've done this more than a year. And I started during the pandemic, so mine was all through text and email. And I'd like counsel in the next meeting how to actually make the overtures be effective when I reach out to my planter. All of you already have that ongoing, but I just got new ones and they're not even in my geographical living area. So I feel like I'm carpetbagging coming
well,
in these neighborhoods.
I did that job for a few months. And we had to assign people. There were whole areas that nobody on any SCAP committee or SCAP, you know, the larger group, lived there. So we had to try to pull people in. But I wouldn't do too much with it because there's a new person and a new executive team, I guess you'd say, and the whole thing is being revised a little bit. So continue wherever you are, but wait for news of some changes.
Thanks for taking it off my shoulder.
All right. So thank you all. It is 1:58. I am officially calling this meeting. Do I have to call for a motion or I can just simply adjourn?
No, you can adjourn.
All right. There's my gavel. I adjourn this meeting. Thank you all for your participation. And we will see you next month. Oh, we're supposed to be in person next month. Is that correct?
Yes. That is correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, in person.
In person. Yep.
Yay, in person.
We're back at the, on Grand Avenue.
Okay.
That's correct.
What room? These,
right now, that's still in flux right now. We will send out a notice to you guys, letting you know. It's if our new conference room is available, that's where it will be on the main floor, but we will let you know.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Meeting adjourned.